As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, yeah, buddy, it's time once again for a show me showdown, folks. We got the sun rising over Missouri, coffee on the brewing on the stove, and breakfast on the table. Well, I'll tell you what a morning. Beautiful morning here. Absolutely four-star. Well, there's a revolution in the air, and there's blue sky right over my head. Anyway, here we are. We're back on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Welcome to our Tuesday, May the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Like to get my paperwork in order, shuffling papers as we move laptops and other things into position for today's broadcast. Lots of news today, lots of news and lots of information as well. Again, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Lots of people are questioning this pursuit of happiness at this time, wondering whether our governments actually have the pursuit of happiness in mind. But we do know that governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And whenever governments are destructive of those ends, it's our turn and our time to throw them off. Anyway, this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and certainly the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. It'll be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone throughout the broadcast, call in. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world, internationally, as they say, those global travelers. You can call in at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. We're going to tap into the email basket a little bit today. But you can contact me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo. 65647. Again, it's William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. 65647. We don't hide behind any pseudonyms here. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650, Buffalo, New York, AM or 93, or excuse me, 94.3, Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Precious metals trade lower this morning. Equities and currencies are treading water. We're going to go into the top 10 corruptocrats exposed. Go back into the age of fossil fuels, perhaps. Close that article out. Maybe we'll even have an opportunity in the second hour to close out our article on Newosphere. Understand a little bit more about the planetary skin. All that from the man's role in changing the face of the earth. We'll go in and look at the encyclopedia in regards to carbon and other things. And, of course, we will take your calls and so much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Tuesday, May the 18th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold down $11.60, taking a strong whack there. Down $11.60, trading at $12.50. $1,212.50 an ounce. Silver lost a penny, trades at $18.91, now trading again below the $19 mark. Platinum up $6 at $1,675 an ounce. Palladium off a buck, trading at $503 for a troy ounce of palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,205.80 for a low, $1,227.60 for a high. So with all the red ink aside, it's only about a $20 spread, not enough to throw yourself off the nearest bridge. Pick it all up right there on the other side. Come back, close out that market report, and go on into the news basket. Do stay with us. We'll be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. Got a lot of news on the plate. There's no doubt about that. Let's go to that market report and close it out for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago. Gold was off $11.60, trading at $1,212.50 an ounce. Silver off a penny, trading's at $18.91. Platinum up $6 at $1,675. Palladium off a buck at $503. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, you know, as price fixers as they are, the London Bullion Market Association. If you haven't been up and visited their website, you might just type LBMA, I think it is, .org or something like that. London Bullion Market Association. Into your browser, find out all about this bunch of corruptocrats. We're going to talk about some of them in a little expose here in a moment. Anyway, they set the price this morning at $1,215. You can see we're right $3 below that, $2.50 below that at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The SPDR gold shares, you know, they talk about the spider on the corner of the web, State Street Global Advisors, big ETF, exchange-traded funds in gold. They bump up our holdings overnight, another 3.05 tons. Another 3.05 tons. You know, we don't buy gold and silver here on the ton. We buy it at the ounce. These guys are a little bit different league, but they bump up 3.05 tons. Now they say they're claimed to be holding 1,217.11 tons of gold for their investors. valued at $48.35 billion. I mean, there are some countries on this planet whose GDP doesn't equal what these guys claim to hold in gold. Anyway, up 3.05 tons overnight. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday struggling from its low, about down about 150 points in the closing moments. It's that President's Working Group on Financial Markets miracle. Well, they pulled it off, got up, and were able to close up six yesterday, closing out at 10,626. The NASDAQ, similarly or likewise, up seven, closed out 2,354, and the S&P was up one, just barely, treading water there, up one at 1,137. Doesn't matter how much money they have to throw at it. They've got to make the Dow look good, right? Anywho, the crude oil this morning continuing its decline. I mean, that's really good news for us. It should translate to lower prices at the pumps, but it's rather unusual. I mean, it's had a steady decline now ever since this oil spill. What's up with all of that? It really shouldn't impact oil prices, but it is. And you'd think they would go like they did during Katrina. They'd go the other way, but it's going down, not up. Well, go figure. We told you about that. Every time you have a price drop in crude oil, the impact it has on Russia's oil market. But this morning, it's up $2.27 over its low closing yesterday, up $2.27 at $72.35 a barrel. I don't know if they're going to see $65 soon. Might. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, it's on its way down, really, even though it bumped up a little bit overnight. The U.S. dollar index off 8 basis points, trades at 86.09. So crude oil is going down. The U.S. dollar is going up. That's an interesting parallel. Gold is kind of treading water as well. That rolls over, impacts at 86.09, the U.S. dollar index. And again, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website is where you go to find out more about that. We don't have to sit here and, you know, be dependent upon the spinmeisters to show you where these numbers are at. You can just simply go and find them for yourself. I get all my gold and silver news off of Kitco's website every morning. Go up to Bloomberg for the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500. Jump over to the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. and check crude oil and the U.S. dollar index. And then go back and drop into Kitco and pick up the Forex markets and the bonds. So anyway, the Forex this morning, the Canadian loonie, up 33 basis points, but trades at 97 cents U.S. It wasn't long ago when it was at parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso, resilient as it is, pegged firmly to the U.S. dollar. It moves up 54 basis points, yet still trades at 8 cents. So you fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. Lots of peas there. The euro continuing its slide, but it moves up 21 basis points, but it's now trading at $1.24. That's down considerably from where it was just this time last year. The British pound off 12 basis points, trades at $1.45 U.S., and the Swiss franc, you know, it was at parity with the U.S. dollar, too, until the central bank in Switzerland decided they wanted to take it down, and so they've been hammering down the Swiss franc. They've done it quite successfully this morning, up 3 basis points, but trading at 88 cents U.S. So it's lost 12 cents against the dollar, the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the 2-year bond is yielding 0.80%. The 10-year is at 3.46%. Pretty big spread there between the 2-year and the 10. The 30-year is at 4.32%. And in the bond, in the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgages and the 30-year mortgages are both continuing this downturn for some reason. It's coming down. Came down from 4.42% a month ago to 4.24% this morning. And the 30-year moves down from 5.16% a month ago to 4.94%. Again, we're talking about housing starts. You know, April was supposed to be the big month for housing starts. Well, not all that much activity in the housing starts, but they're certainly getting the mortgage market ready to deal with people going out and buying houses. But after they got rid of that stimulus thing there, they gave some kind of a big bonus if you'd rush out and buy a house in April. People did. At least they signed contracts to buy houses. And so we're seeing some of that blowback now. This is a rather interesting article. It gets so much email in the basket overnight sometimes that I just have to report on some of it. This is off of a net. This is a blog, appears to be. It's called SOTT.net, S-O-T-T.net. And they have an article here that they're featuring from a Zach Carter. And he says, Grand Theft Economics. Just listen to this. Write these names down. This is the top corruptocrats, America's 10 most corrupt capitalists. And we can think, well, let's just go right into it, Will. Wall Street's captains of industry and top policymakers in Washington are often the same people. A lot of them get rich by playing for both teams. Now, they used to say the captains of finance and industry, but in this particular article, this author, Zach Carter, is rightly drawing a distinction. Actually, not a distinction, but he's bringing together those that are the highest policymakers in Washington with the captains of finance and industry. The financial crisis, he continues, has unveiled a new set of public villains, corrupt corporate capitalists who leverage their connections in government for their own personal profit. We talk about that on a daily basis, but we rarely put together the list. This is a good list. I'm going to share it with you. During the Clinton and Bush administrations, many of these schemers were worshipped as geniuses, heroes, or icons of American progress. But today we know these opportunists for what they really are, deregulatory hacks hell-bent on making a profit at any cost. And without further ado, here are the 10 most corrupt capitalists in the U.S. economy. And I just love the way this list starts. You'll have to wait in suspense to find out who is number one. We'll be right back.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So it really doesn't matter where we start. We could go back to Claude Henri Duverroy St. Simon, you know, and pick up this trail that he set forward. He's kind of like the father of French socialism, even more so in many people's eyes than Proudhon. But you could pick up the trail starting with him, or you could follow it into Auguste Comte, for instance, in his system of positive polity and his system of positive philosophy. You can bring it forward into more modern times with Philip Wiley and the Generation of Vipers. You can pick it up the same thread in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World Revisited. But when we think about the world, the planet, being run, being controlled by the captains of finance and industry through their appointed dictator or dictators, who in themselves are supported by a cadre of super social scientists. For that, you can go and look at the organizational structure of the United Nations. You could look at the Club of Budapest, the Club of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations, the London School of Economics, and all of that. But this idea of the captains of finance and industry running the world from behind the scenes through their appointed dictators, their front men, their Pinocchios, they, the captains of finance and industry, acting as ventriloquists from behind the scene, basically, running their world this way. Each of those dictators supported by a cadre, a group, a large number of super social scientists. You might think of this as the team up, the public-private partnership almost, between industry, education, religion, and government. But this article is going to go into some of these corruptocrats who move in and out of government and finance and business in a seamless revolving door system. And I'm thankful for, I believe, Chris 5 out of the chat room sent this to me, and I'll share it with you. Number one on the list here in this article, Robert Rubin. Now, when I first came across Robert Rubin's name teamed up with the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance, it was a head-turner. There's no doubt about that. But this Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance, we had Galen Chadwick on. He came and gave a presentation to the Barry County chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress and as well to the far southwest chapter down in McDonald County. But this idea of the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance, when you go in and start digging around and they're out, you know, trying to teach everybody to, you know, get your heirloom seeds and get all the hand power things that you can find, your corn binds and hay binds and all of that sort of stuff, your manual hand crank, daisy butter churns and all of these things as we move forward and prepare for a global serfdom. But going up on their website and finding them tied into this British Totnes group and stuff like that, and then finding that they're also involved with Robert Rubin. And what is Robert Rubin involved with, among the many other things? The development of electric cars. He has his own line of electric cars that he's pushing. Will the circle ever be unbroken? And we're going to get into some of that perhaps even later this afternoon or this morning. Let's go on a little bit further. Robert Rubin. Where to start with a man like Robert Rubin? The author writes, a Goldman Sachs chairman who wormed his way into the Treasury Secretary post under President William Jefferson Clinton. Rubin presided over one of the most radical deregulatory eras in the history of finance. What's going on here? What's going on here? What's going on here? Am I getting someplace? Why am I not seeing anything happening? Well, we'll just have to keep going and hope it is going out over the airwaves. I'm not seeing anything from my little system, however. What's going down here? Well, we'll just hope we're going out. I'm not seeing anything from anybody. Let's see what we got over here. Before I go any further, let's make sure that we've got somebody. We're going good here. We're going good there. That's good. Well, have to say that we're probably going out over the air. I just don't see any LEDs lighting up over here on my board. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Well, we'll just pretend, I guess. Robert Rubin, where to start with a man like Robert Rubin, a Goldman Sachs chairman who wormed his way into the Treasury secretary post under President Bill Clinton. Rubin presided over one of the most radical deregulatory eras in the history of finance. Rubin's influence with the Democratic Party marked the final stage in the Democrats' transformation from the concerned citizens who fought Wall Street and won during the 1930s to a coalition of Republican light financial elites. Now, you can say Republican light. You can also say neocons. The Rubin's most stunning deregulatory accomplishment in office was also his greatest act of corruption. Rubin helped repeal the Glass-Steagall Act. Here we go. There's Mike. Thank you, Mike. Let's see. Still going just fine. Thank you so much, Mike. Never know sometimes what's happening here on the boards. Anywho, back into this discussion. Rubin's most stunning deregulatory accomplishment in office was also his greatest act of corruption. He helped to repeal the Glass-Steagall Act. I mean, the Glass-Steagall Act, well, the author says it well. The Depression-era law that banned economically essential banks from gambling with taxpayer money in the securities markets. It was a time when there was a firewall between investment banking and commercial banking, and with the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act, it basically turned banking into a casino where the bankers, the banksters, have the opportunity to roll the dice on your savings. Not a good program. Not a good program at all. In 1998, Citibank inked a merger with the Travelers Insurance Group. The deal was illegal under Glass-Steagall, but with Rubin's help, the law was repealed in 1999 and the Citi-Travelers merger approved, creating the too-big-to-fail behemoth known as Citigroup. That same year, Robert Rubin left the government to work for Citi, where he made $120 million as the company piled up risk after crazy risk. In 2008, the company collapsed spectacularly, necessitating a $45 billion direct government bailout and hundreds of billions more in other government guarantees. Rubin is now attempting to rebuild his disgraced public image by warning about the dangers of government spending and Social Security. And the author concludes this section, Bob, if you're worried about the deficit, the problem isn't old people trying to get by, it's corrupt bankers running amok, and I would have to agree. All right, so the list starts off with Robert Rubin. Number two is Alan Greenspan. Some people like to call him Alan Greenhands. He's running the printing presses wide open, and he's covered in green ink. Anyway, the officially apolitical independent Federal Reserve chairman backed all of Robert Rubin's favorite deregulatory plans and helped crush an effort by Brooksy Bourne to regulate derivatives in 1998. After the hedge fund, long-term capital management went bust. By the time Greenspan left office in 2006, the derivatives market had ballooned into a multi-trillion dollar casino, and Greenspan wanted his cut. He took a job with Bond Kings PIMCO and then the hedge fund Paulson & Company. Yeah, that Paulson & Company. The one that colluded with Goldman Sachs to sabotage the company's own clients with unregulated derivatives. Incidentally, this isn't the first time that Greenspan has been a close associate of alleged fraudsters. Back in the 1980s, Greenspan went to bat for politically connected savings and loans titan Charles Keating. You've heard about the Keating Five, right? Urging regulators to exempt his bank from a key rule. Keating later went to jail for fraud after, among other things, putting out a hit on regulator William Black. Get Black, kill him dead, the author writes here. Nice friends you've got, Alan Greenspan. Here's another one. This is another one of these chumps that's high on my list, all right? Larry Summers. Some of you know the name. During the 1990s, I'll have to pick up Larry Summer right after this break. I'll check my sound and audio settings and be right back.
Great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as we move through this long list here, there are 10 names on this list. You might be making a note of them. I've done this myself. You can go up on Wikipedia and you can look at the articles on each of these critters in this cast of corruptocrats and find out much more about them. But the author here presents them in a very interesting way. Where they're all tied together along the same line, these corruptocrats moving in and out seamlessly through the revolving door of politics, finance, and corporate America. Again, Larry Summers. During the 1990s, Larry Summers was a top Treasury official. You notice how they're always tied in with either the Treasury or some other cabinet position in the administration, not elected people. They're the ones that are standing behind the curtain. Men familiar with the matter said, experts say. During the 1990s, Larry Summers was a top Treasury official tasked with overseeing the economic rehabilitation of Russia after the fall of the Soviet Union. Mother Russia. Mr. Khrushchev. Bring down that wall. We need to open up the doorway to Armand Hammer's banking system. We need to find a new job for Larry Summers anyway. This project was, of course, a complete disaster that resulted in decades of horrific poverty. I mean, there's a little bit of logic behind the idea of one man, one bullet, the rapid Rudy's road to restoration of our constitutionally limited Republican form of Republican government. Anyway. One man, one bullet. I heard that yesterday or the day before. I thought it was rather novel. This would be a projectile well spent. This project was, of course, a complete disaster that resulted in decades of horrific poverty. I mean, as we go through this list, you think about it, people. The suffering that these batards have caused humanity. And yet they are allowed to walk on the streets of America and around the world. They're hailed as demigods, heroes, men to seek, experts say, when they should be doing either life sentences or a jig on the end of a Canadian hemp rope. But that didn't stop top advisors to the program, notably Harvard economist Andrei Schleifer, from getting massively rich by investing his own money in Russian projects while advising both the Treasury and the Russian government. This is called fraud. And a federal judge slapped both Schleifer and Harvard itself with hefty fines for their looting of the Russian economy. Harvard, darling. You know, the other day when we were reporting on Elena Kagan as a pick for the U.S. Supreme Court, didn't make a lot of noise about it. Certainly haven't heard much in the news about it, but here, Kagan, again, coming out of Harvard, as did Lawrence Summers, as did Barry the Usurper, although we can doubt that. He probably had a correspondence school degree there. But coming out of Harvard, darling, Harvard was originally established as a seminary. And I don't think that it was established as a Catholic seminary. It wasn't set up as a Jewish seminary or Shiva. No, it was a Protestant seminary. But with Elena Kagan's appointment, if she's seated on the Supreme Court, there will now be zero Protestants on our Supreme Court. How will Catholics and Jews, who were the focus of the early Ku Klux angst and aggravation, now people call it the Ku Klux Klan, but how is it that the Catholics and the Jews have taken over our Supreme Court? How would they be able to rule over the justice in an otherwise Protestant nation? Food for thought. Anyway, this is called fraud, but somehow after defrauding two governments while working for Summers, Schleifer managed to keep his job at Harvard, even after the courts ruled against him. And that's because after the Clinton administration, Summers became president of Harvard, where he protected Schleifer. Surprising number of Jews that show up at the top of the Harvard these days. It's like the Hebrew establishment took over that institution. So much for a Harvard education, Dorothy. This wasn't the only crazy thing Summers did at Harvard. He also ran the school like a giant hedge fund, which went very well until markets crashed in 2008. By then, of course, Summers had left Harvard for a real hedge fund, the D.E. Shaw, where he raked in $5.2 million working part-time. The next year, he joined the Obama administration as the president's top economic advisor. Interesting, the Wall Street Reform Bill circulating through Congress essentially leaves hedge funds untouched. All right? This is Larry Summers. Larry Summers, Lawrence Summers, was also the special representative to United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Kofi Annan, all right, the cloud, Kofi Annan. For the purposes of bringing on and onus and addis the international migration and development agenda, he carried on in that capacity with Ban Ki-moon as the special representative. And so he's overseeing this wholesale destruction of culture, the cultural shift, not only in the United States but around the world, through illegal alien invasions. The browning down of the northern hemispheres, if I could be so bold as to use that phrase that I picked up long ago as a subscriber to the Middle American News, as I read year after year in horror as the numbers of illegals poured into this country. But anyway, that's Larry Summers. Here's number four, Phil and Wendy Graham. Now, Phil Graham was his first name. I couldn't remember that, Texas Phil Graham. But Phil Graham is laying in the background behind Joe Lieberman and John Kerry's American Power Act, which we reported on yesterday. Graham is the man behind the curtain. Well, Phil and Wendy Graham. Summers, Rubin, and Greenspan weren't the only people who thought it was a good idea to let banks gamble in the derivatives casino. In the year 2000, Republican Senator from Texas, Phil Graham, pushed through the Commodity Futures Modernization Act, which not only banned federal regulation of these toxic poker chips, it also banned from enforcing anti-gambling laws against derivatives trading. This bill was lobbied for heavily by energy finance hybrid Enron, which would later implode under fraudulent derivatives trades. In 2000, when Phil Graham pushed the bill through, his wife Wendy Graham was serving on Enron's board of directors, where she made millions of dollars before the company went belly up. All right? So these guys like these derivatives casinos. They also like the idea of carbon trading, honey. We'll talk about carbon in a minute. But when Phil Graham left the Senate, he took a job peddling political influence at Swiss banking giant UBS as a vice chairman. Since Graham's arrival, UBS has been embroiled in just about every scandal you can think of, from securities fraud to tax fraud to diamond smuggling, etc. Interestingly, both UBS shareholders and their executives have gotten off rather lightly for these acts. The only person jailed thus far has been the tax fraud whistleblower. Looks like Phil's earning his keep, the author concludes. All right? Now here's another one. Jamie Dimon. Everybody's heard of Jamie Dimon, all right? J.P. Morgan Chase, CEO Jamie Dimon, has done a lot of scummy things as the head of one of the world's most powerful banks. But his most grotesque act of corruption actually took place at the Federal Reserve. Did you like that? At each of the Fed's 12 regional offices, the board of directors is staffed by officials from the region's top banks. So while it's certainly galling that the CEO of J.P. Morgan would be on the board of the New York Fed, one of J.P. Morgan's regulators, it's not at all that uncommon. This whole system, folks, needs to be completely ended. That's why I was never able to support and will not support an audit a Fed movement. If there's any direction that to me seems logical or reasonable, it's end the Fed. Get rid of it. But it is quite uncommon for a banker to be negotiating a bailout package for his bank with the New York Fed while simultaneously serving on the New York Fed board. That's what happened in March 2008 when J.P. Morgan agreed to buy up Bear Stearns on the conditions that the Fed kick in $29 billion to cushion the company from any losses. Dimon, that's Jamie Dimon, D-I-M-O-N, no D, no A, D-I-M-O-N, Dimon or Dimon, demonic perhaps, CEO of J.P. Morgan and board member of the New York Fed, was negotiating with Timmy Geithner, who was president of the New York Fed, about how much the New York Fed was going to give J.P. Morgan on Wall Street. That's called being a savvy businessman. Elsewhere, it's called a conflict of interest. Well, we're going to go to Stephen Friedman right after these words from our sponsors. The plot thickens, the cast of characters, people we need to know and never forget.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now, of course, it was impossible to grow up at the time I did and not have seen any of the Star Trek movies. I have seen quite a few of the TV broadcasts. When I'm visiting with other people, they would have their television on in the background, you know, and there would be Star Trek going. And so I remember the Vulcan mind meld or something like that, or the mind merge, you know, where Spock, that Vulcan with no emotions, no spirit, just all mental, would put his fingers on somebody's head, you know, and do a mind meld. Wouldn't it be fantastic to be able to do a Vulcan mind meld with all of you listening this morning? As we talk about each of these people, no doubt each and every one of you have got another 6 or 7, 8, 9, 10 or more points that you could add to this list. This list of criminals, these corruptocrats, things that you know about each of these people that this author hasn't mentioned in these articles. You can find this, by the way, at www.sotnet, S-O-T-T.net. And if you want to browse it up, it would be sotnet, and on top corruptocrats. That would probably get you right on top of this article. Maybe some of our other hosts will post it during the daytime. Chris 5 sent it out to me. Here's number 6, Stephen Friedman. The New York Fed is just full of corruption. Consider the case of Stephen Friedman, expertly presented by Greg Kaufman for The Nation, as the financial crisis exploded in the fall of 2008. Friedman was serving as both chairman of the New York Fed and on the board of directors of Goldman Sachs. The Fed stepped in to prevent AIG from collapsing in September of 2008. And by November, the New York Fed had decided to pay all of AIG's counterparties, that's 100 cents on the dollar, for AIG's bets, even though these companies would have taken dramatic losses in bankruptcy. The public wouldn't learn which banks received this money until March of 2009, but Friedman, that's Stephen Friedman, It's S-T-E-P-H-E-N, as opposed to Vedian. But Friedman bought 52,600 shares of Goldman stock in December of 2008 and January 2009, more than doubling his holdings. As it turns out, Goldman was the top beneficiary of the AIG bailout. We all heard about that when Carl Levin grilled Blankfein on the stand, if you will, in the Senate hearing. But as it turns out, Goldman was the top beneficiary of the AIG bailout to the tune of $12.9 billion. Friedman made millions on the Goldman stock purchases and is yet to disclose what he knew about where the AIG money was going or when he knew it. Either way, it's pretty bad. If he knew Goldman was benefiting from the bailout, then he belongs in jail. If he didn't know, then what exactly was he doing as the chairman of the New York Fed or on Goldman's board of directors? Brother. Here's another one. Robert Steele, number 7 in our list of corruptocrats. Like better-known corruptocrats Robert Rubin and Henry Paulson, Steele joins the Treasury after spending several years as a top executive with Goldman Sachs. They're like a parasite, folks. It's like getting a big blood-sucking tick on your back in a place that you can't reach and having to sleep on your stomach for fear of crushing the little booger and soiling your sheets with your own blood out of this blood-sucking leech that you just can't get off your back. Goldman sucks. That's why I call him Sucks. Steele joined the Treasury in 2006 as Undersecretary for Domestic Finance and proceeded to do, well, nothing. Nothing much until financial markets went into freefall in 2008 when Wachovia Group ousted CEO Ken Thompson, the company named Steele, as its new CEO. Steele promptly bought 1 million Wachovia shares to demonstrate his commitment to the firm, but by September, Wachovia was in dire straits. The FDIC wanted to put the company through receivership, shutting it down and wiping out its shareholders. But Steele's buddies at the Treasury and at the Fed intervened, and instead of closing Wachovia, they arranged a merger with Wells Fargo at $7 a share, saving Steele himself $7 million. And he now serves on Wells Fargo's board of directors. Handy, isn't it? Here's number 8. Good old Henry Hank. Henry Paulson. His time at Goldman Sachs made Henry Paulson one of the richest men in the world. Sound like a recurring theme here? They just built that brand new shiny building. Maybe that building needs to have a new landlord called You and Me, We the People. We'll call it the We the People building and put all these gangster banksters in prison or worse. Under Paulson's leadership, Goldman transformed from a private company ruled by client relationships into a public company operating as a giant global casino. As Treasury Secretary, during the height of the financial crisis, Paulson personally approved a direct $10 million capital injection into his former firm. But even before that bailout, Paulson had been playing fast and loose with ethics rules. In June of 2008, Paulson held a secret meeting in Moscow with Goldman's board of directors where they discussed economic prognostications, market conditions, and Treasury rescue plans. It's not okay, Hank. Not okay. And of course, Doug Owen, Blacklisted News, RogueGovernment.com. There's other places on this Oracle Broadcasting Network where you can find out a lot more details about that if they still have those articles in their archives. I heard about that Moscow meeting from Doug Owen and Michael Vail over a year ago. Warren Buffett. Here's another guy, Warren Buffett, you know, the guy that always wears the bow tie. Yeah, the other day he was on a news broadcast. He had a pink bow tie on, hand-tied, by the way. He does a good job, but it was a little bit askew, Warren. Get a mirror. Warren Buffett used to be a reasonable guy, blasting the rich for waging class warfare against the rest of us and deriding derivatives as financial weapons of mass destruction. These days, he's just another financier crony lobbying Congress against Wall Street reform and demanding a light touch on, get this, derivatives. Buffett even went so far as to buy the support of Senator Ben Nelson, a Democrat from Nebraska, for a filibuster on reform. Buffett has also been an outspoken defender of Goldman Sachs against the recent SEC fraud allegations. allegations that stem from fancy products called synthetic collateralized debt obligations, or CDOs, the financial weapons of mass destruction Buffett once criticized. See, it just so happens that both Buffett's reputation and his bottom line are tied to an investment he made in Goldman Sachs in 2008, when he put $10 billion of his money into the bank. Buffett had acknowledged that he only made the deal because he believed Goldman would be bailed out by the U.S. government, which in fact turned out to be the case multiple times. He put $10 billion in, knowing full well that this bank would be bailed out not once but multiple times by the U.S. government. Continuing, when the government rescued AIG, the $12.9 billion it funneled to Goldman was to cover derivatives bets Goldman had placed with the mega insurer. Buffett was right about derivatives. They are weapons of mass destruction so far as the real economy is concerned, but they enabled Warren Buffett to get even richer with taxpayer help, and now he's fighting to make sure we don't shut down his own casino. If you remember, it was just not long ago that he picked up the Northern Pacific Railroad as part of his holdings. And 10, the top of the list here, or the bottom of the list, the foundation, 10 is not a man at all, but the company, Goldman Sachs. No company exemplifies the revolving door between Wall Street and Washington more than Goldman Sachs. The four people on this list are some of the worst offenders, but Goldman's D.C. Army includes many of our top officials in this administration and in the last. Joshua Bolton in the White House, Chief of Staff for George W. Bush, was a Goldman man. Regulators, current New York Fed President William Dudley, Goldman. Current Commodity Futures Trading Commission Chairman Gary Gensler, Goldman. Top aide to Timothy Geithner, Gene Sperling, Goldman. Current Treasury Undersecretary Robert Hormats, Goldman. Current Treasury Secretary of Staff Mark Patterson, Goldman. Former SEC Chairman Arthur Levitt, Goldman. Neil Kashkari, Goldman. The list just goes on. Congress, John Corzine, Goldman. Representative Jim Hines, Democrat out of Connecticut, Goldman Vice President before he ran for Congress. Former House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt, Democrat, Missouri, now lobbies for Goldman. And the list just goes on and on. This was written by Zach Carter. Zach is an economics editor at Alternet and a fellow at the Campaign for America's Future. He writes a weekly blog on the economy for the Media Consortium, and his work has appeared in The Nation, Mother Jones, The American Prospect, and Salon. Well, pick it all up right there on the other side, folks. This top of the hour break, beginning hour number two. Stay with us. Much, much more to come.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance.
If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, in the first hour. Shared with you a rather interesting expose, the 10 top corruptocrats, some of the most interesting people, but it always points right back to Goldman Sachs or Goldman Sachs. There's a couple of other pieces out there that would be nice to share, but they're really way too long. One of them, I had the opportunity over the weekend of viewing a DVD, I guess you'd say, or a video on the web. I generally don't watch very much of that stuff. But it was recommended highly, so I looked at it. It's from the National Inflation Association, inflation.us, and it's their production titled Melt Up. Melt Up. Very interesting video to look at, and I think that you would enjoy it if you could take the time to do so. Also, I don't know whether or not you or privy to or caught the the broadcast with the interview with Michael Vail interviewing Mike Tazarian. Over the weekend, but he had a very, you can find his work at Michael Tazarian, it's T-S-A-R-I-O-N, I believe, .com, MichaelTazarian.com, but he had a lot of very interesting things to say along the same line. You see, the problem with these captains of finance and industry and the whole idea, and again, Wayne Madsen Report, I've shared this little tidbit that I picked up from listening to one of his broadcasts, this idea that when we transition away from a moral society, when we transition away from a nation with culture and customs and tongues and tribes and creeds and belief systems that are grounded in the spiritual nature of man, and we transition into the mercantilist mindset, when we go into the captains of finance and industry mindset, when we start to live our whole world in an economy, which is one of the reasons why I focus most of the news right out of the Bloomberg website, so that you can get an eye and a feel for this economy that we live in today. But when we transition out of that, as Wayne Madsen said, we come into this idea where in economy, the only moral yardstick is profit good, loss bad. If you can do it, get away with it, and make a profit, that's a good. It's not evil. It's good. It's good to steal from people. It's good to steal from your neighbors. It's good to steal things from other people. Thou shalt not steal. It's good to lie and cheat and steal and thieve and pillage. It's good to murder. It's good to do that. It's good to rape, as long as you make a profit doing it. Of course, loss is the only evil. So if you do a thing and you lose on it, it's an evil. So we've really made an ugly transition here in the last 100 years, and it's a transition that we need to reverse. We need to turn this around. We need to do it in a New York minute. We need to move forward in the 21st century and put this economic worldview behind us. It's time to set aside Karl Mordecai Marx and his Das Kapital and start using a little bit more of our gifts and blessings, our brain. But anyway, so much more out here. I'm just going to hit a couple more news articles quickly, and I don't want to go into it very deeply at all because there's other things I would rather spend this hour on. But this is an article off of Bloomberg, and I'm only going to touch just a little bit. But BlackRock uses Wall Street ties to bring bond deals to its clients. This I won't even begin the author's name. It sounds like Middle Eastern, East Indian. But BlackRock, Inc., which bought and sold more than $3.4 trillion in bonds for its clients last year, is using its size and Wall Street ties to acquire chunks of debt directly from issuers. Look at the number there, $3.4 trillion in bonds. $3.4 trillion. Businesses and companies today trading trillions.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our call-in numbers remain 866-841-1065, internationally, around America, and around the world. And if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access on your phone, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or to take Oracle with you on your mobile device. Joined as we are in our second hour by AM 1710 out of Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Some of our affiliates and micros are away at the top of the hour news break in the first segment, so I'm going to repeat that if you had happened to miss the Michael Vail's Vantage Point interview with Michael Tazarian on Sunday evening, you might go up and access the archives at oraclebroadcasting.com and catch that, download it, and listen to it. That's a free download. Just go ahead, listen to it, listen to the archive, and fill your mind with what he had to say. Very interesting material presented. Also, over the weekend, I was given a link to a video presentation titled Melt Up. Not Melt Down, but Melt Up. And it was put out by the National Inflation Association, I believe it is, inflation.us. And in that broadcast, Gerald Celente had a very telling segment where he was talking about this current phenomenon, this idea of viewing morality in America and around the world from an economic standpoint, no longer morals and ethics. Now it's all just profit good, loss bad. But in that presentation, Gerald Celente stated that these guys are like addicts. They're junkies. They'll do anything. They'll break into your home. They'll rob your pension funds. They'll rape your daughters. They'll kill your mother and father. They'll kill their country. They're addicts. They're addicts for money, for profit. They can't even spend the money. They can't even count the money. They're worse than Midas. They just need more. They're never satisfied. Just more. Just more money. So this article, BlackRock uses Wall Street ties to bring bond deals to clients, off the Bloomberg website this morning. New news. BlackRock Inc., which bought and sold more than $3.4 trillion in bonds for its clients last year, is using its size and Wall Street ties to acquire chunks of debt directly from issuers. BlackRock has started a capital's market unit that will give its money management clients direct access to bond sales and may expand equities later. Steve Sterling, the head of the unit, said in an interview. Sterling last month joined New York-based BlackRock to start the capital markets effort from private equity firm Carlyle Group. There's a name, got to go down in infamy, where he led the U.S. credit unit. Chief Executive Officer Lawrence D. Fink, who made BlackRock the world's largest fixed income manager last year with acquisitions of Barclays Global Investors, is seeking ways to lower costs for clients by leveraging his firm's $3.6 trillion in assets, and last year started his own trading platform. Unlike Kohlberg, Kravis, Roberts & Company, and Citadel Investment Group, LLC, which have set up securities units to rival Wall Street banks decimated by the financial crisis, BlackRock won't underwrite any deals or seek extra fees. Well, there's a lot to this article. I won't bore you with all of the horny details. But certainly, Lawrence Fink and a different Paulson, a John Paulson, had been on my radar for some time. I believe it was Paulson that took the first gold holding, physical gold, or in the big ones. He pulled his money out of this SPDR gold shares. Perhaps he knew something that most other investors don't. He wanted his gold in physical. If everybody that has gold traded on the SPDR gold shares and COMEX were to demand their gold in physical, would they actually have, would SPDR actually have 1,217.11 tons of gold valued at $48.35 billion this morning to hand back to its investors? Many, including Robert Chapman, don't think so. They're like addicts. They're like junkies. You ever been around a heroin junkie? I have. It's a miserable thing to watch as somebody's life is turned into nothing by the severe addiction of heroin. And who brings this crap into this country? Our own government, largely. Our own government, largely. Sad and sorry testimony to have to give on the morning news. Here's a little bit more. This is about the, that's enough of the financial stuff. Well, I could go into this one. I should, just for a moment. Just for a moment. Here's another one. Companies dodge $60 billion in taxes even the Tea Party would condemn. May the 14th, Bloomberg, Tyler Hearst swiped his debit card at a Walgreens pharmacy in Central Phoenix and kicked off an international odyssey of corporate tax avoidance. All right, now he went home with an amber bottle of Lexapro, the world's third best-selling antidepressant. Can you imagine that we even have something like that on the market? The third best-selling antidepressant. What on earth is wrong with the people that they would take a drug on a daily basis to not be depressed? What is wrong with the picture? The profits of his $99 purchase, he bought a $99 bottle of antidepressants. The profits from his $99 purchase began a 9,400-mile journey that would lead across the Atlantic Ocean and more than halfway back again to a grassy industrial park in Dublin, a glass skyscraper in Amsterdam, and a law office in Bermuda surrounded by palm trees. Well, this continues. What an odyssey to read this story. It's up on Bloomberg this morning. But basically, through the use of all kinds of funny money manipulation schemes and whatnot, the billions and billions that the pharmacopoeia, you go back and look at the Bible, you know who these people are. You know the people that have been using pharmaceuticals, have been using alchemy so expertly for many, 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 many centuries, millennia. You know the people. But they just profit, and they profit handsomely, and they profit for more than one reason. They're not it's not health care, it's wealth care, their own wealth care. They're taking care of their own wealth. But it wouldn't and shouldn't be surprising to find them also taking the leading roles in universities such as Harvard. It shouldn't be any surprise to you to find them in the leading positions in government. It should be no surprise to you to see that they are at the leading edge of finance. It's the same cast of criminals, and they just pillage you and profit from your suffering continuously. How long before we bring this to an end? How long? Here's another one. BP, this morning they doubled their estimate on what their straw and funnel is doing for them on the oil spill. They say about right now, I'll just give you the headline. BP doubles the estimate for oil captured in the Gulf spill. May the 18th, new news. BP PLC said it doubled the amount of oil it's able to collect from the leak in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Louisiana to about 2,000 barrels a day. About two-fifths of the oil gushing is being captured after a 4-inch tube was inserted into the leaking 21-inch pipe. For those that think it's a 50-inch pipe, guess again. Go up on the website. Maybe I'll do that quickly, too, this morning. Anyway, they put a 4-inch pipe in a 21-inch pipe, and they're bringing out about 2,000 barrels a day. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, so having returned once again and thinking about this oil leak down in the Gulf of Mexico, we hear all kinds of wild stuff going out and about, and I think that would be really, really, really good, especially among the talk hosts, that we do our research carefully before we get too, you know, excited about some of this stuff. But having followed up, and I've got an enormous load of material that we could definitely go through. It would take hours to go through them all, but we found that the tie to the pipe, the pipe that was used, the drilling pipe, the risers, the tie that to this pipe that is used in the Macondo well, all right? And we talked about that, I think, on Unleashed briefly. But as this stuff is built by Vetco Gray, as the Vetco Gray's HMF system, that's a, they are a division or a subsidiary of GE Oil and Gas. And I'm up on the GE Oil and Gas website. Of all things, you might as well go to the source rather than go to the blogosphere. Go to the source and take a look. But what we're dealing with here basically is a variety of pipes that have a really interesting outer layers, if you will, various sizes and various buoyancies that are used in subsea drilling systems. And you can find out and read all about it up on this website. It's geoilandgas.com, geoilandgas.com, and just go in and follow up all of the links and click around inside of here, and you'll find out quite a bit more about what's going down here and how very bloody difficult it would be to, you know, work with this problem that they've got. These are 90-foot lengths. They're called joints, a 90-foot length of pipe that has a coating, as I said, on the outside, which would take it up to about a 50-inch outside diameter, not interior diameter, outside diameter. They're only used as a riser from the mud line to the deck, if you will, of the deep water horizon. This is a process. But there is a collar that they insert at the mud line, which connects the drill pipe and the drill stem and all of that to this riser pipe that is, in fact, around 50 inches in diameter. And so if you saw a picture, underwater picture from a robot cam or something like that, of a real big piece of pipe, let's say, sticking out of the mud line, which I don't think you would find, you would be looking at what is a coupling, a connector, all right? Now, these 90-foot-long joints, as they call them, pipe, joints of pipe, they have automatic or automated connectors, but they are connected by bolts, so these things bolt together. And the massive flanges that are on these sections of pipes and bolted together with bolts as thick around as your forearm and nuts as big around as the palm of your hand or bigger, this thing is standing up. They've got 1,500 feet standing straight up this well head, the mud line. And then the balance of the 5,000 feet of pipe are crimped and folded and fallen all around as it followed the deep water horizon as it sank into the sea and settled on the floor of the Gulf. All right? And so it was a real mess, no doubt about it. But there's, you know, a lot to be said here for Vetco Gray's pipes, how strong they are, and what they're designed to do. And ideally, what the design works is that they're color-coded. They have color-coded rings on these sections of pipe, and they have different degrees of buoyancy. And the idea is that as this comes up from the mud line, which is what they call the floor of the ocean there, they come up from the mud line with different degrees of buoyancy to, number one, make it easier for them to be lowered into the water, and then, number two, to make the pressure or the resistance on the well drilling platform and the pumping platform, I suppose, to reduce that pressure, because this pipe is actually buoyant and it just stands there and deals with the currents and things like that admirably. So anyway, there's so much that you can learn about it. I've certainly learned far more about underwater deep sea explorations than I ever thought was possible. But they're talking about this thing being, you know, only about 13,000 total feet, not 30. That's the Tibor. That was the one that the Deepwater Horizon drilled first. And they're including in that total depth of that penetration the 5,000 feet from the mud line to the bottom or to the surface there of the ocean. So we need to get our numbers as careful as possible and lay them out. And I'm just looking at one page out of a browser, which could easily expand to about 25 pages. But anyway, back to the discovery or the discussion on the oil spill. They're saying that basically they're able to get about 2,000 gallons of recovery a day, up from 1,000, and that over time, they're hoping to be able to increase that as they slowly build up their suction pressure in that pipe. But again, it's just a crude, figuratively, just a crude patch or a crude makeshift to be an interim step until the time that they're actually able to run this intersecting well that they're drilling now. And I think I've read in several places that they're drilling actually two. I may be mistaken on that, but one for sure. And they're going to hope to be able to intersect this other pipe at a specified distance and at a specified depth and then be able to redirect the flow out of Macondo into this new well that they're working on. And they say that it's going to take time to get that accomplished, and no doubt. Going back, another article off of Bloomberg, U.S. drilling regulator quits amid crisis over the rig disaster. So now we're starting to see some of the blowback. Some of the rats are running for cover. And here's one of the rats right here. Joe Carroll writes this for Bloomberg New News Today. The top-ranking U.S. official in charge of ensuring the safety of offshore oil rigs resigned 4 weeks after the Gulf of Mexico disaster that killed 11 workers, sank a $365 million vessel, and triggered leaks that have gushed millions of gallons of crude into the sea. And this fellow's name, Chris Oynes, O-Y-N-E-S. So add him to your list in your browsers. Look him up. Chris Oynes, O-Y-N-E-S, was the associate director of the Offshore Energy and Minerals Management Program for the Interior Department's Minerals Management Service, and he's left his job, Bill Lee, an agency spokesman, said in an interview yesterday. Oynes, who was appointed chief of the division that oversees deep-sea oil exploration in 2007, left amid scrutiny of safety inspections and mounting criticism of what Barry the Usurper described as the agency's quote-unquote cozy relationship with the energy industry. Oynes served Republican and Democratic administrations during more than three decades in federal jobs. So no matter how the door revolves at the top, oftentimes some of these employees just stay on and on and on. This is the Administrative Procedures Act. We're run not by elected officials, but by agencies. And Chris Oynes here has been on for some 30 years. Here's a quote. While I appreciate his many years of public service, I hope Chris Oynes' decision to retire signals an understanding that a change of the guard is necessary to cure MMS, the Minerals Management Service, of many of the ills it endured during the previous administration, said U.S. Representative Nick Rahal. a West Virginia Democrat who heads the House Natural Resources Committee. And then this goes on and on and on, talks all about him and his relationship with the government. But again, we start to look for the culpable parties. Yes, obviously, British Petroleum is responsible here for all of the actions as the principal, for all of the actions of their agents and third parties. Obviously, we're going to need to track this back to the insurance companies, those that are going to profit, those that have bet against it, those that bet for it, so on and so forth, obviously. But Chris Orange is part of the government that should have said no to this idea. We'll be back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so there's just so many different places that we could go here with this this discussion today. We could just do the rest of the broadcast on the oil. I don't want to do that. But there is a website out there. You can find it, really. Well, you might not be able to find it. It's www.txattorneys.com, txattorneys.com/transocean-bp-explosion.html. Now, that's a long URL. You can go back and listen to the archive and get it if you want. It's txattorneys.com/transocean/bp-explosion. Buzzbee.html, and it's going to bring up a discussion of an attorney that is, his name is Buzzbee, and he's a Marine, former Marine, and he tries these cases and wins on a regular basis. But he says here on this page, it says, in the past, the Buzzbee law firm has recovered $15 million from Transocean on behalf of a group of offshore drilling workers, obtained a $6.2 million verdict against Halliburton and others for the death of an offshore worker, obtained a $100 million punitive damage verdict against BP for a group of refinery workers, been retained by Spain's Basque government to bring claims against a U.S. classification society related to the sinking of the Prestige oil tanker, and resulting in catastrophic oil spills in the Bay of Biscayne. And then what's really interesting here is it lists a whole series of links that I haven't visited all of yet, some interviews and some articles in regards to the successes and the interviews that have been conducted regarding the oil spill. So here's not necessarily an ambulance chaser. Here's somebody that actually goes in and does serious work championing the cause of the people that have been wronged by these mega corporations. Hard to do. Hard to do. You know, when they lawyer up, it makes it really tough to get any real facts, and that's what this guy is all about. And so, this is a website that you might visit again. It's www.txattorneys.com/transocean-bp-explosion.html. Here's a little bit out of the Encyclopedia Americana, I love it, 1951 edition, probably an older article than that. Short just has to do with carbon. Carbon, you know, yesterday we talked about the America Power Act, Phil Graham, Joe Lieberman, John Kerry, Dustin Hoffman revisiting H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, now bringing it back with a new name, a new face. And how timely, right after the oil spill. This gives us a little bit of background about carbon. We talk about carbon credits, the carbon market, right? Well, what is carbon all about here? A non-metallic element, existing in nature in large quantities, both in the free and combined states. It exhibits marked allotropy, at least three distinctly different forms of it being known. These are 1, amorphous carbon, 2, graphite, and 3, diamonds. Go back to look at and visit with the work of William Buckminster Fuller and his isolation of this form known as the tetrahedra. If you take 2 tetrahedra, they're a triangle on all of the 3 sides of it. You take a 2 tetrahedra and you join them with a common face. You make a Cheops pyramid. You make a square pyramid. It takes 2 tetrahedra to make 1 pyramid. The pyramid is a very interesting design, but it was Bucky Fuller's examination of the tetrahedra that helped him then to go on and build the space truss, which is made of so many tetrahedra, the geodesic dome, which is nothing more than tetrahedra with a missing point. That third part of the base of the triangle has been removed, but when they're all connected together, all those triangles that you see in a geodesic dome are just simply tetrahedra with an implied or a missing point. But when it's all connected together and you drive that last bolt home, the entire structure becomes exceedingly rigid and can withstand hurricanes and tornadoes and all manner and sundry. A very interesting design. Again, that looks back to carbon. Carbon, the diamond. Carbon, the graphite. And the amorphous carbons. Amorphous carbon is formed when wood or coal or almost any vegetable matter is heated strongly out of contact with the air and is familiar to everybody as charcoal, coke, and lamp black. Now, of course, just this week, we heard about a mining accident in Russia, Mother Russia, and they're having a lot of trouble there as a result of that. But it's driving up the price of coke and coal. And those two words are almost always used together. One of the big companies that I have done contract work for was Palmer Coking Coal, or Coke and Coal Company in Washington. But whenever you think about, excuse me, coal, what you want to do is coke the coal, and then it becomes excellent as an admixture when you're making iron, steel. Continuing, graphite occurs native and may also be artificially prepared in various ways. Diamond, which is crystallized carbon, also occurs native in certain regions, and pure specimens that are devoid of color or which have certain special tints are highly esteemed as gems. But we also know that diamonds can be made in a laboratory. Carbon has a chemical symbol of C, an atomic weight of 12.005, and then goes on and talks about the specifics there. Carbon is infusible and insoluble in any known liquid at ordinary temperatures. It's infusible, it can't be joined onto another, and it is not soluble, it won't dissolve, in any known liquid at ordinary temperatures. It dissolves to a limited extent in melted cast iron, and in melted platinum it dissolves freely, separating out again in the form of graphite upon cooling. It is unaltered by the action of acids, except when some powerful oxidizing agent like chlorate of potassium and so on and so forth are also present. Chemically, it is tetravalent in nearly all of its compounds. It combines with oxygen in three different proportions with the formation of a monoxide, which is CO, a dioxide, which is CO2, and a suboxide, which is C2O2. It also forms with hydrogen, a great number of compounds known as hydrocarbons, and it combines with many of the metals to form carbides. You've all heard of carbide-tipped drills. They probably use carbide tip drills to drill down through the bedrock to get down to the hydrocarbons, which we can bring out of the ground and call oil and petroleum. Constitutes the entire, I want to say this again, with hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and small quantities of other elements, it constitutes the entire substance of animals and plants. You know, and you've got these guys out there with the carbon credit market, the carbon market, and you can see the scam that's being built here. You can see the scam that's being built here, the magnitude of the scam that's being built here. Gold and silver being precious metals in rare supply. Carbon being one of the most plentiful and abundant substances on the planet. With hydrogen again, nitrogen. With hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and small quantities of other elements, it constitutes the entire substance of animals and plants. And then if you go back and look at Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, the program of action for the 21st century, and you start to look at Agenda 21 through the lens of carbon and carbon analysis, then you can start to understand what is really behind the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. They're basically establishing, and through their carbon market, monetizing, control over all plant and animal life, together with all of the minerals on the planet. Quite a scheme, to be sure. Again, with hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and small quantities of other elements, it constitutes the entire substance of animals. This is the flesh trade, trading in flesh, when you deal in the carbon markets, Dorothy. All of the animals and the coal beds upon which our modern civilization is founded are composed of vegetable remains, which the elements other than carbon have been mostly expelled by the combined action of heat and pressure. Well, there's more to that. Certainly we could study it in greater detail. Let's go back over here while we still have a moment or two left in this segment and proceed further and close out our discussion of man's role in changing the face of the earth, the age of fossil fuels. And we went in and started in again in the 20th century, keep coming back to this article. In 1900, the petroleum production of the world was about 400,000 barrels a day. They got more than that spilling out, leaking out into the Gulf. But in 1900, the petroleum production of the world was about 400,000 barrels a day. And more than half of this was where? It was in Russia. Well, Bolsheviks, Mensheviks brought an end to that. We'll pick it all up, Arm and Hammer, and much more to come.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so as we think and visualize in our mind about all of the Chinese who are finally coming into the 21st century, people that are actually finding for the first times in their lives that they no longer have to motate about in a rickshaw or on a bicycle cart or riding a bicycle or walking. They're looking for automobiles. They're looking for a Western lifestyles. And so the world is positioning itself, the global economic disorder is positioning itself to receive with open arms this billions population of the Chinese. And in that process, oil is going to play big, looming large in the future. But here, back to the discussion. This, again, is out of the symposium. The symposium is Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, Princeton, New Jersey, 1955, published in a book here of well over 1,000 pages. Of very high level writing and publications with lots of nice black and white photos too, old stuff, really cool photos to look at, give you a window of opportunity there that you might not have. Anyway, continuing, And by the way, no, I've received emails to those of you listening this morning. I have received emails. I know only of this particular volume. This particular volume was donated to me by our good friend and listener, Pete. He sent many books to me for my library, but I don't know anywhere where you'll be able to get one of these. This is a library book that was taken out of circulation. Sorry to say so. But you might be able to find it someplace. Continuing here, the reason for more rapid increase in consumption abroad are, one, that we already have our tens of millions of motor cars. We talked about that yesterday, where between salvage of automobiles and the new drivers coming on the scene, that makes up the bulk of the new automobile sales. But we, the United States of America, already have our tens of millions of motor cars, while automotive development in many other nations is just beginning, more so now than ever in China. And two, that the rest of the world has about 10 times as much potential oil land as we have. We have developed our oil production energetically and effectively, while other nations have not. Now, this is going to bring us into the question that I posited the other day. Why is BP reaping the benefits and doing the explorations in our coastal waters? Why are they basically all over the North Slope of Alaska? That's my question. Why can't this be done by our own companies right here, centered in, grounded in, headquartered in, taxpaying in, right here in the United States? Why are we outsourcing something that we used to excel in? Here's the quote. Most of the oil production outside the United States has been accomplished with American technology and American money. This is 1955. We have drilled about 150,000 wells in this country, and current rate of drilling is about 10,000 wells a year. We are spending several billion dollars a year for exploration and drilling. Other countries have not been able to afford such rapid dissipation of fossil fuel resources. Of course, he uses that dissipation of fossil fuel resources there, and I would have to say advisedly or guardedly. So the petroleum future naturally belongs not to the United States, but to the rest of the world. And we can see that happening. What can be said about the petroleum future? Smart prophets have been consistently wrong in the past. It would be presumptuous to assume any superior clairvoyance today, but certain conditional statements are quite safe to make. If we have a 100-gallon tank of water and start to drain the tank at the rate of 1 gallon an hour, it is safe to say that the tank will be empty in 100 hours if the rate of outgo remains constant. Economists have applied this simple reasoning to petroleum with absurd results. The hypothetical 100-gallon supply has had the awkward habit of growing to 500 or 1,000 gallons by discovery of more oil. See, now he's opening up. He's widening the garment here. It's one thing to rely heavily upon experts, say, and economists. It's another to allow geology and Earth to speak for themselves. The hypothetical 100-gallon supply has had the awkward habit of growing to 500 or 1,000 gallons by discovery of more oil. The rate of outflow has not remained constant, but has increased rapidly. Under these complicating conditions, it is not possible to determine how long it will take to empty the tank. In the case of oil, the tank is not likely to be empty for several thousand years, because much of the oil will not be found for a long, long time. Now, I'm not making this up, my friends. This is information widely known and circulated, not only in academia, but in science in 1955. Thousands and thousands of years available oil. It's a definite thing if the assumptions upon which it is based are correct. The assumptions are, one, that geologists are reasonably correct in their present estimates of the total remaining oil to be discovered, and two, that demand for oil will keep on rising for a few years. Both of these assumptions, however, may be wrong. Well, certainly, the demand for oil has continued to rise, and two, the geologists continue to find more and more and more oil as our ability to detect its presence at increasingly greater depths improves. Studies along this line have been made for the United States and the world petroleum and for natural gas and coal in the United States. According to these studies, we're likely to reach the peak of petroleum production in the United States about 1965. Peak oil? They said 1965. Then they say 1975. The peak oil advocates work for the oil industries. It's to their advantage to instill in the minds of the masses scarcity, scarcity, scarcity. It's the whole agenda, 21, this idea of demand, sustaining demand for environmental and developmental concerns. Continuing, the peak of world production, petroleum production, about 1985, the peak of the United States gas production about 1965, and the peak of the United States production of coal of all grades by the year 2025. These are these peak oil fanatics in these time period. They were looking at the peak of world oil, petroleum production about 1985. It took about 10 years beyond that for the peak oil people to come out in front, right? After these dates, production will decline. Some technologists believe that the dates are too early because they have little faith in the order of magnitude of estimates of ultimate reserves. That's important. They have little faith in the order of estimates or the order of magnitude of ultimate reserves. Some others believe that the dates are far too early because they expect future demand for energy to be less lively. Some others believe that the dates are too early because it will not be practical to increase production during the next few decades at the predicated rates. These men may all be right. But if ample allowances are made, if present estimates to be of recoverable reserves prove to be only half of what they should be, if the demand curves rise only half as steeply as they have in the past, if we are destined to put only half as much effort in exploration and drilling and mining as demands would justify, the cold mathematics of the problem shows only moderate postponement of peaks of production. Perhaps 1970 for the United States oil production, 1975 for gas, 2000 for world petroleum, and 2050 for United States coal. Again, these are very, you know, mathematical models based upon what they knew as reserves then. Reserves that have now been proven to be much, much smaller than what really occurs. The United States and the world have other fossil fuels to fall back upon. Oil, shale, and tar sands. Everybody hear about Bakka? The Bakka oil shale? Oil shale is undoubtedly abundant in the United States. Ample supplies of shale oil can be attained at an indeterminate average cost, and an undetermined amount can be obtained at moderate cost. These are about the only safe statements that can be made at this time. They didn't have the technology for it, technology we possess today. Most of the oil shale is in Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming, where water for processing is scarce. The consensus of technologists is that we may expect not more than 7 billion barrels of shale oil production during the first 20 years of operation. All these numbers have been shattered by technological advancements. Since we are consuming more than 2 billion barrels of petroleum a year, the shale oil figures are not impressive. But to produce even this amount, we would need a mining force five times as large as that employed by the entire United States iron ore mining industry, extensive intermountain water storage reservoirs would have to be created, and $7 billion would have to be invested. Any increase in shale oil production would depend upon the rates at which labor, money, and water can be provided, and, of course, upon the location and the quality of the oil shales found. Well, it's just a dab more. We didn't get to it. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. Close that article out then. Thanks for listening. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.